George Thomas.
Okay.
Was that Tommy Fano, was it?
Miracle, no,
please. Ah, it says, aye.
I think it is.
It is. I looked at the bottom after.
What did you say your name? Was Norman, was it?
Rog.
I don't think he wants our knowledge, so dialect.
Well, that's all knowledge.
And this is that right?
That's right.
Prince Charles, I don't know the actor who he was at.
Queen Mellas, you know.
Hey, Ebenezer? Oh, I know that.
Queen Mellas. Prince?
Why, I know him, but the others I was thinking of then. Ebenezer. Where's that?
Do you go to
Ebenezer
chapel?
No.
Do you go to chapel?
No. These are given as well.
One thing I was concerned what my mother and father had done. They sent me to a chapel, and my brother and my sister, a Welsh speaking chapel, and we could not understand Welsh. they might as well have sent us to Japan. Never could understand that.
My mother
couldn't speak Welsh. My father had a very, very, very small knowledge of it. Welsh spoken in the house. They sent me to a Welsh speaking chapel. I could never understand that.
That's funny.
Different, yeah.
Were they from Welsh?
They went to a Welsh sheep chapel. They were small, but you know, they went to the
different
Welsh
to me.
Baptist.
My parents always spoke Welsh to each other.
Did they?
But no Welsh to us. Except what? I told Mark, my brother, in the old days, they was younger, and they were a few years younger. And all of a sudden she told him that, either tuppence or a penny, whatever, is to go to the cinema pictures. And she said, don't tell him. She said, otherwise he'd be wanting it. That's me. And I could understand it. So that's how I played up, anyway.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest regret I had, not learning Welsh.
Why didn't they teach you Welsh then, if they spoke Welsh themselves?
I do not know. The only thing is,
I think the influence in Welsh in the community was so great.
They took it away, innit?
You know what I mean? It was a Welsh school to start with.
It only took half hour a week, wasn't it?
English language had taken over.
Yes.
It wasn't practical to speak that to teach children Welsh, because there was no Welsh spoken. Very little Welsh spoken anywhere.
I think they came down here and it was all English, so therefore they joined.
Well, of course, it was a Welsh speaking community at one time, wasn't it? This was. Obviously, it was a Welsh speaking, a small community, but Welsh speaking. But then you had the Industrial Revolution and the mines, and the influx then, didn't you? Of all the people coming from Somerset, from the Midlands, from Ireland, and that language eventually took over.
I had taken over then.
But you say Welsh was spoken in your home, so...
Yes.
To mother and father.
Mother and father, see?
Yeah. So it must be spoken in a number of homes, you see?
Yes, same principle involved. Once they came down here, it was all English, and that's all you had, was half hour a day, half hour a week Welsh lessons. They joined them. Is that the word you use?
That's yeah. English was the main floor language in the area.
Yeah.
Like any mother or father or any man and wife, they'd have rows. You know, they'd have a row in the house. All Welsh.
My great grandparents, they spoke Welsh.
Where are they from then, Morgan?
From this area.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's going back a lot of time now.
My great-grandfather was farming this area.
Was he really?
And he was also a publican in this area.
Now what is that now?
He was a prominent man. In his day, he was a very prominent man in the area because, first of all, he was farming and he kept the pub. He owned the pub.
Was this before the pits now?
All of the pits were in full flow then.
Yeah. This is 1850.
The pubs there were open from 6 o'clock in the morning till 12 at night. That's before the First World War.
Oh, all right.
Right?
Yeah. So there we are then. Where do you have a pub?
In this in Cymru here, you don't know Cymru, I don't suppose. You're not familiar with Cymru, I should imagine.
Well, I know a little now. You mean the road up to Trebannog? Or?
Yeah, not the road to Trebannog.
Yeah.
Do you know the Ronda Hotel on the right-hand side, have you noticed that?
Yes, I have.
And then there's a road turning left then, down towards Dunbach, that's
yes.
where I live. But on the base of that hill, my grandfather owned a pub. In the day, a very famous pub, as he knows.
Oh, yeah.
In his day.
But there was a fault
it was pulled down because of subsidence from the colliery.
No, a fault underground it was.
Fault underground.
Fault. Come down from the mountain. No. Took a couple of houses, took a row of houses opposite to the pub, he said, by the cemetery. And he took a new shop opposite the old pub. They built it up, and I was only a very, very young one. I don't know if I was in arms or lead. But the thing I remember about it was bright lights. Electric. No, not electric.
It went out suddenly?
No, not electric, then, see?
No.
But I could see it's a cake shop it was, by the cemetery, right on the cemetery. And I was talking to my brother years after, about seeing the shop. He said, you can't remember that. He said, they pulled it down in 1929. So, 1919, say 2 years before, I was about seven, maybe seven.
Well, you've got a memory then, haven't you, from
but
seven?
But I remember that, see, the bright lights, you know, the bright lights.
From 7 years of age, you can remember
bright
things.
Lights, you know, and I can remember it, 1929. And after that, the wood houses down opposite the place he's talking about now, they all went empty. The next was derelict then, that's the word.
There was subsidence?
Yes.
No, there's a fault. No, there
fault.
Was a fault. So you're coming from the top of the mountain up there, down to the past the pub, well, past the houses.
Oh. Come right down,
and
across
then
the road.
You called the pub, and there was new houses. I don't know if you know the Ronda Hotel there.
Yeah, yes.
Well, the fault came next door to that. They built so many, whatever you call posh houses. See, you have four or five posh houses.
They were houses for the officials of the colony.
No, I don't think they were sold. They were to be sold, as far as I know.
Say, they were for the officials of the colony, sir.
Well, anyway, they built them up.
They were better standard than the company houses.
I don't think anybody lived in them. Next thing you know, big cracks. Next thing, pulled out.
Was this fault?
It's run right up the valley.
Right up the mountains, eh?
But was it made worse by the workings underground?
Possibly.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Beaten by that.
No, I think it's the fault itself. What I was told, I don't know if it's right or wrong.
We've all been told different versions of it, really. Yeah. What the real truth is, we don't know.
Yeah. It was coming down from the mountain. It had two houses in Glynn Street. I'm not sure if they're police houses. Then they came down to the, what he's talking about, the pub, his grandfather owned. Well, it affected that underneath. Then he went across the road. Then he went up to this new shop I was telling him about. Then he went across the road then to, next to the new, the Ronda Hotel.
Well.
And then he goes further up there somewhere, up the mountain, it's next up the tip or whatever it is, like, isn't it?
And you can remember that?
Oh, yes. That's what he's told about him, right? Right here, wrong, I don't know.
Is Cymar older than Porth, or are they the same?
Well, it's parts of Cymar. Parts of Cymar.
Well, Porth Bridge there was two bridges, apparently. I'm going back now, 1750 or something like that. And there was two bridges to go across the valley. Porth had one, and the other one was up in by the Stony Pier Blind School. You know the little road up there?
Yeah.
I think that's the only two bridges you could go from one valley to the other. That was in 1753.
Neath. Those good rugby players.
Yes.
Not bad, yes.
Fair.
But good round here as well, I suppose.
Did you go back to Neath tonight? Did you travel him back?
Well, I was born in Neath. My parents are still there, you see, but I'm living in Cardiff.
Are you living in Cardiff?
Because I work in the University of Morgan, you see.
I guess that's how I wondered, you know,
You're rugby players yourself?
No, I'm not.
I have had a game with it, but...
No, I'm not. I worked in the shop all my life, so I've had Saturday and I've had games working, you know.
Never any good.
What else we got to do?
Well, have a look, some more pictures here, see what they can remind you of.
No idea, that one has no idea. Show us one you know of, Mark, see if I know it.
It's obviously all related to Wales. Must be, isn't it?
Local area, thank
you. It's all related to Wales. Yeah. I see Gwyn Thomas here, quite...
Thomas, is he? Gwyn Thomas?
Not Gwyn Thomas, George Thomas.
Oh, I know George Thomas. Who is this, then? Who's this? I think. Have you know him? Have you ever?
No.
I can't
Cliff Morgan.
It is Cliff Morgan, isn't it?
Yeah,
I thought it was, but the one I didn't like to
Cliff Morgan.
Make a fool of myself.
Cliff Morgan's
son. He lived up there too. Should know him. This I do not know, I no idea. No idea. How did that one off? See where you think it is. You're putting down something, yeah, I know what it is, where it is.
How many collieries were there around here then?
At one time in the valley?
No, round
Porth area.
Well,
it's called Triawod. Triawod, Porth, the colour colliery here in Triawod.
A couple of Bindinus. Two or three of Bindinus.
Yeah. That's original colliery.
Porth just...
In your days.
Next to the Wyndham Club, was it? In your days. Well, I can remember drums or wagons coming across the square from up there, that colliery there.
Which one?
When I was young.
Lady Lewis?
No, the next, higher up in the Wyndham Club.
In the Wyndham Club?
Ah, higher up there.
A colliery there?
Ah.
I can't remember.
No, but there was one there, but I was only young. When I speak, I'm speaking when I was very, very, very young, like, you know. And I can remember there was a tunnel going through under there.
An outcrop, you mean?
No, a pit of some sort.
Oh, I don't remember one there.